Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, I want to go back to Baltimore week. Normally when you win the coin toss, you defer and get the ball in the second half. And we talked after that game about, you know, how critical it was to score before the half. Yet, fast forward, Denver previous week, then Seattle had some trouble scoring before the half there. When you sit back and you look at it on film, was it a collective effort, player effort, personnel, sideline? What were the issues before the half?
Well, it's a similar situation to what we had in Baltimore. We had time for one more play, and you know, unfortunately, we got a penalty on the play. We had a 10-second runoff, so we ended up with no points there. So that was not very well executed on all of our parts.
Real quick on that one. Quarterback, you're taught at a very young age, even back to when you're seven. And I remember the heavyset guy that was in here before you used to stand in the huddle behind me, throw it in the third row. Why, when you're down and tight like that, the quarterback doesn't have the ability to avoid a bad play, makes a smart decision, yet you get penalized for it?
Right. Well, you know, you've talked to the rules people on that, but basically the rule is if the intent is to avoid a loss, then that's what they consider grounding. It's not where you throw it. It's what the intention is. So if it's to avoid a loss, then that's intentional grounding. But, I mean, the bottom line is we just got to do a better job all the way around, coaching, playing. We can't give up those points, those opportunities or points like we did, and not come out of there with anything.
We've talked about the influx of youth on your football team. It's across the board on offense, on defense. I think when somebody makes a mistake, it's real evident because that's the guy at that position. When the guy makes a mistake and you look at it, how do you deem it fixable or not fixable?
We're playing against good teams with good players and good coaches too. I think the issue really comes down to, you know, how well prepared is the player for that particular situation, and are they doing what they've been asked to do? And sometimes you get a new situation and you don't make the right decision. Sometimes you get situations that have been repeated and over and again, and those decisions should be made properly so and correctly. So I'd say those are probably the ones that bother you the most, you know, as a coach, when you've been over something, you've covered it, you've run it, and then it comes up in the game, and then it isn't done the way that it should be done, then why? You know, can we not do it, or why do we not understand it? Because it's happened a lot of times. We've got to do a better job of explaining it, or we have to change, you know, we got to figure out a better way. Or sometimes you have to change personnel. So those are more frustrating mistakes.
All right, thanks, Coach. That was a tough week. Coach will be back later in the show as we talk about the New York Jets.